Okay, I think this is most of us. Well, in the Bible, which is one of my favorite books, I love reading the Bible. In the Bible, it talks about all sorts of different body parts. My goodness, in the Bible, it talks about ears, and it talks about heads, it talks about feet, and hands, and eyes, and ears. I already said that one. All sorts of stuff that the Bible talks about. But did you know there is one body part that the Bible says is more dangerous than any other body part? In fact, it says it is so dangerous, it is like a sword that can stab people. Do you know what body part that is? Yes, sir. Your fist. No, that's not it. Good try though. It's even scarier than a fist. How about you? Your leg. Not quite the leg either. Got another try? How about you? What do you think it is? Your head. Ooh, like a sword, the head. Not quite. Good guess though. Yes. My finger. Many people have fallen to this finger. Not quite the finger. Yes. Your teeth. Oh, those teeth are sharp, and we're getting really close now. But it's not the teeth either. Yes. Your mouth. So close. Yes. Your hands. We're getting farther away, getting colder, but thank you. Yes. Tongue. It's the tongue. Did you know the tongue was the deadliest part of the body? Oh, all right. Everybody, I want you to do me a favor. Hold up a finger. Stick out your tongue. And touch that tongue. Does it feel deadly? Does it feel dangerous? No, it's kind of warm and squishy and slobbery, right? Yeah, that doesn't seem like it's so dangerous to me. So when the Bible says that the tongue is the most dangerous part of the body, what is it really talking about? It's not talking about your tongue. What's it talking about? Yes. Yes, your words. Oh, you get an A. Absolutely. It is talking about your words that you speak. And I have a story to tell you about those words. When I was not too much older than you, my young friends, I was going on a field trip, and I had a friend. His name was Chad. I had a lot of friends, but one of them, his name was Chad. And Chad was a little bit strange. He was a little bit weird, all right? Now, he was a nice enough guy, but he kind of wore these really big suspenders that were rainbow colored. And he wore them at the choir performances when we were all dressed up spiffy-like. He wore them with his swimsuit when he went swimming. He wore those fancy rainbow suspenders all the time with a great big smiley face button pin right on those things. With everything, he wore those rainbow things. And he was a little bit clumsy, you know, so he wasn't so good at sports, but he tried really hard, and he was really smart. He got like A's on everything, 100% on every test, and so he made other people kind of feel stupid. And so a lot of people didn't like him, but he was one of my good friends. Well, we were on a field trip, and Chad didn't have many other friends. I was one of his only friends because most people didn't like him. But I did. I thought he was kind of cool. So we were on a field trip, and Chad was sitting way back in the bus over there. And I was up in the bus with some of my other friends up here. And you know what my other friends started doing? They started talking bad about Chad. They started saying bad things about my friend. Now, if I had been a good little boy, what would I have said? I would have said, hey, he's my friend and he's cool. You leave him alone. Wouldn't that have been nice to say? I didn't. Do you know, I started joining them, and I started talking bad about my friend, too. I started saying, yeah, he's so nerdy, and yeah, he's so this and that, and I don't really like him that much. I just feel sorry for him. Oh, my goodness. I went on and on talking bad about my friend, Chad, like for 45 minutes. And when we finally got there, I got up to turn around and grab my stuff, and guess who was sitting right behind me? It wasn't Chad. It was Chad's mommy. She was one of the sponsors going with us on the field trip. And Chad's mommy was sitting right behind me, and I had just talked bad. Do you know what? I bet right about then, the words that I had said felt like a knife stabbing her heart. She had a little tear in her eye. One of her son's only friends, his best friend, was sitting there talking bad about him. I felt so bad. Oh, how many of you have ever felt bad because someone said something mean about you? Yeah. Do you know, I bet some of you are much better than me and you would never talk bad about your friends, but all of us probably at some time or another talk bad about people that we don't like very much. Yeah. And do you know that sometimes those people are so sad that in the morning when they wake up, they say, Mommy, I don't want to go to school because people are mean to me and they make fun of me. And that's not nice. We don't want people to feel like that. When we see people, we want them to be happy. Do you know what Jesus said? What is your name? What's that? This is Desiree. Do you know what Jesus wants, who Jesus wants people to see when they look at Desiree? They want them to see Jesus. Did you know that? And what is your name? Alexandria. And Jesus says, when people look at Alexandria, I want them to see Jesus. He wants them to see Jesus when people look at you. So I want you to get all mean and angry in your face and turn to your neighbor. Look at them. Look at them mean as you can. Angry. Don't hurt them now. Don't hurt them. We're just looking. All right. Woo. Saw those karate fists come out there. All right. Now, did you see Jesus in their face? No. We don't want people to see mean and angry in our face. We want people to see Jesus. So, now you got to do this for me. Say, sweet. Do you know you can't say sweet with an angry face? It makes you smile. I want you to turn to your neighbor and try to say sweet with an angry face. You can't. You just giggle because you have to smile. That's right. Your words. All right. Focus. Back here we go. Swoo. Your words need to be sweet so that people will see Jesus in you. All right? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we love you so much and you love us so much. Teach us how to love others the way that you love us. We want people to see you in our face and to hear you through the words that we speak. Amen. All right, we have a lamb's offering. Go grab a basket somewhere and run out there and get these nice folks money. Also, just a second, that's right. Also, we also have a hands-on church that is going to be taking place for ages 4 to 10. So it's a great experience for your children. They're going to be meeting right out there in the foyer if you want to make sure that they get to go to that one, all right?